morning, Frontlines Prayer. So excited to be here. Excited to see y'all. And today we are going to be hopping into the presence of the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And it is an awesome, awesome day. Comment, tell us who you are, where you're watching from, so that way we can say hi to you this morning. We've got Phil Honeycutt. Phil Honeycutt's here. I also just asked Phil if he would do Duolingo with me. And I'm excited to, on Sunday, show him how to download the app. Phil, I think that would be a fun game to play together. Also, it's not a game, but I just think it'd be fun. If you, myself, and Hannah, and William did Duolingo, that would be fun. Anyway, we've got Lisa Lamb on. We've got Miss Marilyn. We've got Miss Terry and Jake. As I said, Mr. Phil is here. Janine is here. Johnny's here. Hannah Catherine Sittler is here. We have Miss Catherine Bell. We've got Matthew Almond also here. We've got his lovely wife, Tabitha, in the comments. We have Miss Sharon is here. We have Darcy, Mr. Gerald. I've never called you Mr. Gerald. I'm so sorry. I don't know what that was. Gerald's here. Shell is here. Shanae is here. So good to see you. She said, God morning. I realized it was missing an O, but hey, it is a God morning. So good God morning. Good God morning. I don't know why I said that like we're wrestling either. I don't know. Welcome to Friday. Hannah said that me calling Gerald Mr. was a continuation from yesterday's family chat. I did think that as well. So that's just the Lord helping you be okay with Sir. Love you. So it's a great day. We're so excited to have y'all here. It's Friday, wrapping up the week, heading into the weekend. This Sunday, if you do not have a place that you call home for church, we would love to have you come and be a part of our Boomerang Church service here in Albemarle, North Carolina. We start at 10 a.m. and it's going to be awesome. We've got Cheryl here. We've got Michael here. Shanae said, also, quack, quack, water off a duck's back, blessed us yesterday. Thanks for sharing it. God's so good. And when in my wildest dreams would I be imagining to tell everybody to put on their duck jackets? I don't know, but that's the Lord for you. We've got, Shell says, hi, Hannah. And we've also got Julie Buck, who just hopped on this morning. So pumped to see y'all. Michael, I'm so pumped to see you here today, too. We've got some people who aren't always on for prayer. We've got some of the core people that are always here each morning here. It's a good day. And God has a great wrap-up to this week's Frontlines Prayer as well. So before we hop in, this Sunday morning at 8:15 a.m., our Frontlines Prayer also happens at Boomerang Church Albemarle. That's not something that we stream publicly, but for anybody who attends Boomerang or who is able to come in person, we want to invite you to be a part of that too. That's where we pray corporately over our local church services. And we also pray to see the will of God done everywhere our partners are. So that Sunday morning, we gather together. And here's what I've seen on this time of prayer. We've got some anointed prayers in this congregation. We've got some anointed prayers in this body. So at Frontlines Prayer this Sunday morning, I want to invite every one of you to come and be a part and bring your supply of faith, hope, and love to the congregation. Let's come in together. Let's have it be a wall-shaking service. Like the image that popped up is Paul and Silas when they were in the jail cells and they just gathered together and began praising God. What have we learned about praise? In the corporate praise, where one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, as they began to praise with that joyful, confident expectation, the jail cells busted open and there was a release of the anointing of God that freed the multitude there in the jail cells. So this Sunday morning, come and be a part of Frontlines Prayer together. It's going to be awesome. I'm just going to scan and see if we've got anybody else who just hopped on. We've got Miss Chrissy. Good morning. So good to see you. And we've got Charlia. Serena Ann Crabtree is here too. Love you very much. We've got Apostle Joshua watching from Nigeria this morning and hooking in with his supply of faith, hope, and love. So excited and honored to have everyone here. Before we start praying, let's get into unity about the Word of God. The Lord shows us in His Word that write the vision vision, make it plain that those who read it may run. We're going to be running this morning in prayer. We're going to be running this morning in prayer. There is much to give God glory for, much to praise his name about, and we're entering into his presence with fullness of joy on our lips, fullness of joy coming out of us. He's faithful. So looking into the word this morning, the Lord's had us in Isaiah for a few weeks now. Good morning, Sammy. I love you. So good to see you. So the Lord's had us in Isaiah now for a few weeks, and he seems to be threading together a message for his people. Now hear me, the entirety of the Bible is a message for his people, but there's specifically something that he's wanting us to get revelation on as we're praying, that he's wanting us to step into with confidence, expectation, to enter into with gladness. And here's what the heart of the Lord seems to be saying to us, is it's time for us to intentionally become a people of praise, that the fire of God may descend in the praises of his people. It's time for us to be that people of praise. Well, we looked yesterday in the word in Isaiah 62 at what the Lord has called us this time of prayer, the people that are participating. He has given us a name, and that name, not just front lines, in the word we see ourselves. Our name by God is the watchman. We've been given an assignment. We've been given a calling, and that calling is to be the watchman of this ministry, the watchman in this world. We are those who pray and see the will of God done. We are those who stand, and having done all, continue to stand. And this morning, the watchmen have a reason to praise. The watchmen have a reason to praise. The watchmen have a reason to praise. We've got a reason. And we're going to stir ourselves up. You know, there may have been some stuff yesterday that tried to come up. There may have been reports that didn't look good. There may have been opportunities, frustrations, whatever. You could have just woken up and your body felt a little sleepy. In the natural, it's Friday. I've been there. I've experienced that myself. But regardless of what we've seen, regardless of what we've heard, the watchmen have a reason to praise. The children of God always have a reason to praise. The children of God always have a reason to praise. And we're going to stir ourselves up with that this morning as we enter into his presence. We see in Isaiah 51, I'm going to take us to a couple different places. In Isaiah 51:1, it says, "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness." Are we those who pursue it? We are called to not only pursue it, but we're called to lay hold of it. We've become the righteousness of God in Christ. So if I've become it, I sure would say I'm pursuing it. So listen to me, those who pursue righteousness, those who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Now, I know that sounds rocky and weird and all that stuff. All this is saying is look to Jesus. He is the rock of our salvation. He is the rock that can't be shaken. We were cut from his life. Look to the rock that you were cut from. I have the DNA of Christ. I look like Jesus. I'm part of the fabric of who he is. I was cut from him. So those who seek the Lord, those who pursue righteousness, we are to look to Jesus. Just like we prayed out yesterday from Hebrews, consider Jesus. Consider Jesus, and put that in the comments. Consider Jesus. Why do we have a reason to praise? Because we're considering him. He has overcome the world, and so we overcome the world. He has given us victory, so we walk in that victory. He is leading a perpetual victory parade, and we are participants of that parade. I'm not considering what I'm seeing. I'm not considering what I'm hearing. I'm not considering a circumstance. I'm considering the rock that I was cut from. Who he is who I am. Who he is who I am. Put that in the comments right now. Who Jesus is who I am right now. Bethany, it's so good to see you. I love you dearly. Who he is who I am. Who he is who I am. I look to the rock that I'm cut from. I look to the quarry from which I came. I didn't come from this world. I came from another world. I'm in the world. I'm not of the world. I'm from the quarry of heaven. I'm not just an ordinary rock. I am a living stone, part of the wall of Christ, and I cannot be destroyed because I'm in him. I'm unified with him. And hear me, the rocks of heaven are not normal granite rocks. What has God paved the streets of heaven with? Gold. His very gates are pearls. I am not an ordinary rock. I am not an ordinary vessel. I am not an ordinary rock. I am not an ordinary vessel. I am from the quarry of heaven. I mean, that alone is reason to praise, but we're going to look at two other sections of scripture really quickly to enter into this place of triumph, because the Lord's not without a witness. Holy Ghost is never without a witness. So let's look at another verse that shows us why we can enter into his presence this morning with a joyful, confident expectation that God is good and worthy, worthy of praising. So Isaiah 51, same chapter, verse 16. This is the Lord. He says, I have put my words in. Actually, I'm going to back up. Isaiah 51, verse 14. The exile will soon be set free and will not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. Now, the children of God in this day when this was written, they were physically in exile. But we as the church, this is being written to Zion. This is being written to the church. So the church back then may have been in physical exile where they were in lack, when they were in need, when they were in a dungeon. But maybe we're coming into prayer today and the curse had tried to come on us in any way, shape, or form. And we'd seen lack, or we'd seen bad reports, or whatever it is. Here's what the report of the Lord says. The exile will soon be set free. Those that were in dungeons will not die in the dungeons. We are not destined to stay in a dungeon. We are not destined to stay in a shackled place. We are those that are called to be the redeemed of the Lord. We are those that are called to be set free. Good morning, buddy. Good to see you. We are those who are called to be set free. We will not die in the dungeon. Put that in the comments. I will not die in the dungeon. I will not make my bed in the place of the curse. I have a freed, redemptive place with my name on it in Christ. I will not die in the dungeon. I will not die in the dungeon. I will not die in the dungeon, nor will my bread be lacking. I'm not going to be bound, and I'm not going to be in short supply. I'm not going to be bound. I'm also not going to be in short supply. What is my bread? It's a fresh daily word. It's healing. It's every bit of the inheritance package of Jesus. Because what was Jesus's body itself? He took the bread and he broke it and said, take this in remembrance of me. His body is the bread. So when it says, nor will his bread be lacking, everything in the inheritance package of Christ is mine for the taking. We've been on this for weeks now. Isaiah 12:3, with joy we're drawing up from the wells of salvation. That's talking about the bread. Jesus's very body is the bread that I'm not going to be lacking. And in his body, there's protection, there's deliverance, there's salvation, there's restoration, there's provision, there's everything that I could need in that bread. I won't die in the dungeon. I will not be lacking for bread. I will not be held in bondage, nor will I have lack in my supply. I will live in an overflow. 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 Let that start to come out of you. You can put it in the comments. Let it come out of your mouth. Let it jump up out of your spirit. I will live in an overflow. So the exile will soon be set free today. Be set free today in the name. They will not die in the dungeon, nor will his bread be lacking. For I am the Lord your God who stirs up the sea and its waves roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. Verse 16. I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you with the shadow of my hand. That sounds like we're so used in the world to hear the word shadow that it can almost sound spooky. This is literally the Lord saying, I have covered you with my protection. I have covered you in the shadow of my wing. The same way that a mother bird covers her ducklings with her wing and guards them from anything that could possibly rise up against them. The Lord is saying, I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. I have covered you with my supernatural protection. I've covered you with myself. I've covered you with myself. I've covered you. I will establish the new heavens to found the new earth. And hear this, I will say to Zion, you are my people. Well, God is a covenant God. As we are his people, will he allow us to just be destroyed? Will he allow those of us who are seeking him and his righteousness to be forsaken? Certainly not. God is a covenant God. Protection is in our Lord. Healing is in his wings. He is a faithful Lord. We will not die in the curse. We will not be lacking provision. We are his people. Put it in the comments. I am God's people. I belong to God. That alone is worthy of shouting. One more. Hop over to Isaiah 52. Now hear this. What has God called this group of people? We are the front lines watchmen. We are the watchmen. We are the watchmen. We are those that have been set on post by God to tend to this ministry and prayer, to partner with him on this earth, to pray and see heaven come now to the earth. So Isaiah 52, verses 8 through 10. Listen, you watchmen. Listen, your watchmen. That's me. That's literally talking about us. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. They shout joyfully together, for they will see with their own eyes when the Lord restores Zion. So this is a promise saying, here's all these verses of restoration. Here's these promises that say, we're not going to die in the dungeon. We're not going to be lacking bread. We're going to look to the rock that we're cut from. And this is God saying, your watchmen lift up their voices and shout joyfully and gladly because they're going to see what they're praying for. We're going to see what we're praying for. We're going to see today what we're praying for today. We're going to see the restoration of the church. We're going to see the restoration of the family of God. We're going to see the goodness of God coming into the land of the living. We're going to see heaven come to earth now in the name of Jesus. They will see with their own eyes. I'm not even going to have to just lay back and hear just reports from other people. I'm going to see the report of the Lord. I'm going to see the report of the Lord. Whose report are we going to believe? We shall believe the report of the Lord. We shall believe that we're going to see this restoration, that we're going to see deliverance. We shall believe it. When the Lord restores Zion, break forth now, shout joyfully together, all you waste places of Jerusalem. This is saying all the areas, those of you that face persecution, those of you that face destruction, those of you that faced opportunities, attacks, whatever they were, it's time now. Break forth and shout joyfully. Joyfully, those of you who are called, joyfully, regardless of what you see, joyful shouting, and we shall see the salvation of the Lord in every barren place. Shout joyfully, for the Lord has comforted his people. He's redeemed Jerusalem. There can't be any broken places anymore. There can't be a wasteland. God has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm, his arm of power, his arm of provision, his arm of goodness. He's shown the arm in the sight of all the nations, that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our Lord. Today, as we're praying over our body, over the partners, over everyone that may hop on and be a part, we shall see. see the report of the Lord and the testimony of how far and wide the goodness of God goes will be shouted to the ends of the earth. It's time for a joyful shout of praise. Jerlene, it's so good to see you all the way from the Philippines. We've got the Philippines on this morning. We've got Africa on this morning. And it shall be seen and said that all the ends of the earth may see the salvation of our God. Today, we're entering into his courts and gates with thanksgiving and praise, and we shall see the report of the Lord. Goodness, mercy, salvation, healing, provision, all of it's ours now and is being established. Now let's hop in and pray with a joyful sound of prayer. Add your supply of faith, hope, and love in the comments right now. Let this be a day where the supply and the flow of the anointing shakes the jail cells. It bursts them wide open. Deliverance is today. Protection is today. Supernatural restoration is today. Healing is today. The report of the Lord is ours today. Moving, flowing now in the name. Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Lord, we thank you that your report is whose we believe. We listen to the words of heaven this morning and we enter into your gates with a shout of praise and a shout of thanksgiving. You and you alone are worthy to be praised. You are awesome. You are mighty. You are ever winning, ever faithful, ever glorious. You are awesome. You are wonder working. You are the God of signs and wonders. You are the God who is more than enough. And this morning, we look to you. We look to you, Jesus, the rock that we're cut from. We look to you, Jesus, the rock of our salvation. We look to you and we consider the quarry that we came from. This morning, heaven is assembling together. In the saints, heaven is coming together. The angels are coming together right now as we're praying over this multitude. The angels are posted on assignment, ready to move at the command word of God. And we thank you, Lord, that this morning, as the saints are praying, the supernatural release of the anointing is coming and the angels are on the move to gather in the splendor, to gather in the harvest, to bring about the will of God. We thank you that there's so many more with us than there ever are against us. Just like the prophet said, there are so many more with us than there are against us. So many more with us. Lift up your eyes and see. There are more with us than there ever have been against us. Lift up your eyes and see this morning. There is more with you than is against you. There is much more with you than there is against you. There is much more with you than there is against you. There is much more with me than there is against me. Put that in the comments. Let it come out of your spirit. There is much more with me than there's ever been against me. Much more with me than there's ever been against me. Much, much, much more. Much more. Much more glory, hallelujah. Londe kariasaya baka kaka. Lode kandiataya yai. Yeah, Miss Terry just put in the comments, every plan of the enemy comes to nothing now. And every ditch that he had dug, he falls into himself. Lord, I thank you that we submit to you. We submit to you by putting on the garment of praise. We put on the quack quack jacket. We put on that spirit of praise. We're putting it on right now. And I thank you that the praisers are submitting to you and to your ways, and your word is true. Those who submit to God resist the devil, and that slimy, scoundrel, lying-faced, evil, antichrist garbage man, he's got to flee 7 different ways. He may have tried to spread a lie, but he is caught, he's found out, and we evict him off of this property now in the name of Jesus. Wherever our partners are, wherever our partners' churches are, we declare now in the name of Jesus, light be in the name of Jesus. Light be in every hospital room. Light be now in the name of Jesus. Fresh anointing be in every room now, in every bedroom, every place of work, every home. We thank you for the light of God and the anointing of God now coming into their homes in the name of Jesus. We don't serve a God of darkness. We serve a God of abundant light. We serve a God whose light eradicates the darkness. Darkness has no answer for it. We're shining the light right now in the name of Jesus. We're flipping that light switch on now in Jesus' name. Darkness has no answer. Darkness has no answer. Darkness has no answer in the name of Jesus. We shine that light now. We thank you, Lord, light of God, come in every darkened area that's tried to come up against the ministry and the people of this ministry. Shine now in Jesus' mighty name. Yabataka, where we'd faced opposition in the expansion of our local churches, light shine now in every local place of governance. Sharon, that's not a coincidence. You're here. In the name of Jesus, let that light of God shine in the cities we're called to now. Expose every hidden thing. Expose anything that's not of you. Let the light of God come. And we call for your light to flush out any antichrist plan. We thank you that the light dominates. The light dominates. The strongest spirit wins. And we call for a rain of the Holy Ghost into every city that we're called to. A rain of the Holy Ghost in every city that our partners are located in. A rain of the Holy Ghost to water the ground that the fertilization of the seeds of life would come and that much, much, much fruit springs up today in Jesus' mighty name. Fruit, fruit in the name of Jesus. Give us wisdom, stature, and today give us favor with God and with man. In every place that we're called to, we have the favor of God now. Now give us the wisdom, give us the revelation, give us the understanding of every next step we are to take. But we thank you that the hand of the Lord is not short, that it doesn't save. The hand of the Lord is mighty and it's outstretched now. And we shall see the delivering power of God now in the land of the living. Over every plan, every person, every member, deliverance, healing be in the name of Jesus now. And we thank you, Father, for it. Deliverance from the Antichrist agenda. Deliverance from any wicked thing. Deliverance, healing, protection be over this body. Be over our partners. Be over this ministry. Deliverance, healing, protection be in the name of Jesus. Yoboko Gerald put it in the comments earlier. We plead Psalm 91 over our body and all those who are connected to it. Protection of the Lord be today in Jesus' name. I call for life to be now in every mortal body that's connected to this vine. Life and life in abundance. Life to the full, to the overflow. Life in abundance now be in Jesus' mighty name. We call for every level to level out now in the name of Jesus. Every organ to function properly now in Jesus' name. We send that anointing. We send the word of life and it heals mortal bodies now. The word will not return void. So we can't pray out healing and have nothing happen. Lord, I call for healing and life to be in every facet of this body now in the name of Jesus. Now, now, life be now in Jesus' name. Life be now in Jesus' name. Life be now in the name of Jesus. Shombo ko ko ko. Yabata karaka. Landekari. If there had been symptoms trying to come on your body or a loved one's body, lay your hand on that area now and just declare, I am the healed of the Lord. I receive healing in my body now in the name of Jesus. I have healing in me now. And then do something you couldn't do before. Put your faith to work now. We're not testing the Lord. We're putting our faith to work. Put it to work now. If there was an ache like this morning, I had some stiffness in my neck. I'm moving all over. You see what I couldn't do earlier? I'm moving. Put your joints to work. Put your ligaments to work. Walk in that life now in Jesus' name. But stand in agreement that even things that we may not be able to test in the natural, test is the wrong word, that we may not be able to work out in the natural, it's going to work whether we see it physically or not. Blood disorders are healing now in the name of Jesus. Levels are leveling up now in the name of Jesus. Any chemical imbalances, they're leveling now. And life is coming in where there was no life. Life is coming in where there was no life. The life and light of God now be in Jesus' mighty name. And if you receive that healing power, and just like I was able to testify that the stiffness was gone, if the Lord's healed you, put it in the comments right now. Let the enemy know, and let the children of God be able to rejoice with you that the Lord is stronger than any bit of the curse. The Lord is stronger than any bit of the curse. The Lord is stronger than any bit of the curse. I am the healed of the Lord. As Hannah just put in the comments, I am the healed. I am the healed now. I am the healed now. Lord, not just here in America, not just here in North Carolina. Lord, I thank you. We're the healed of the Lord in the Philippines. We're the healed of the Lord in Africa. We are the healed of the Lord. Lord, I thank you. The same way that for our local churches, we have favor with God and with man in the Philippines, so do they. Everywhere they go, everything they put their hand to, favor, and supernatural favor. Favor, and supernatural favor in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for it. Audia, Serena just said, my ankle had been stiff and sore since Monday, I believe, and she doesn't feel any pain. Glory to God. Janine just said, my knee is healed now. Look, Miss Sherry just said, the headache is gone. I'm the healed of the Lord right now. God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. James, you and your family are the healed of the Lord now in the name of Jesus. Fullness of it now be in the name. And we thank you, Lord, for it. The same anointing that healed the headache, that healed the stiffness, that healed any pain. I thank you. It heals the seemingly big and the seemingly small. It's all under the feet of the body of Christ. It's all under our feet. And we stand in our authority this morning. The multitude is healed. The multitude is healed. We are the healed of the Lord now in Jesus' mighty name. Yambakaraka. Thank you, Father. And it's going to keep coming. We're going to hear reports of it this morning where there may have been even seasonal symptoms that had tried to come. Audia saya baka. Landa kare kare kayai. Lodo kore kanda kara kara karai. Landa kara kara. William, if you will, put your hand on your nose. Londo kore kare. In the name of Jesus, I call an end to that seemingly repeated opportunity of nosebleeds seasonally. Stop now in the name of Jesus. Stop now. Lord, let your life be in Jesus' name. Now, William, you stand in that. You stand, you've got authority. You're an anointed man of God. But I saw it in the spirit that seasonal opportunity that's tried to repeat itself over and over and over again, it doesn't get to continue. The same way that you were healed of that gluten allergy when you were a little boy, I call now that symptom be broken off of your life, that there would not be chronic, continual things that are even just an irritant. It's not even that it was a massive, horrible thing, but it's not the fullness of the will of God, so it has no right to stay on your body. Lord, I thank you. The same way you'll heal an allergy, you'll fix a nosebleed. The same way you'll fix a nosebleed, you'll fix internal opportunities. The same way you'll do that, you'll cause strength to come. We don't die, we live. We're not dying in the dungeon, we're living with long and satisfying life. Long and satisfying life are the plans of God. Long and satisfying life are the plans of God. in the name of Jesus. God breathed life into me, which means he desires me to have long and satisfying life. Until I've said it's long and satisfying, I don't have to yield yet. I don't have to yield to cross over to heaven yet. Until I'm satisfied, until I decide this is long enough, I don't have to yield to the death this world calls death. I have long and satisfying life promised to me now in the name of Jesus. It's promised to my family. It's promised to my children. I declare now that even tormenting thoughts that have tried to come, tormenting thoughts of shortened lifespans, tormenting thoughts of fear, I call now a breaking off now in the name of Jesus. We shall live with long and satisfying lives. Our spouses live with long and satisfying lives. Our children live with long and satisfying lives. And there's no lie of the enemy that can talk us out of it. Our mouths are filled with joyful praise. Long and satisfying lives are unto us. Long and satisfying lives are unto this ministry. Long and satisfying lives. Long and satisfying lives. Long and satisfying lives. Long, 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 long and satisfying. In the name. In the name. Oh, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus. Yabata karakare saboko londo korokoreka. I tell you what, if it wouldn't mess with the sound, I'd be taking my jacket off, because the fire of God, the anointing has come in so strongly that I'm literally starting to get hot just sitting here, because he's faithful. He's faithful to come when we call on him. He's faithful to answer and answer by fire. He's faithful to answer and answer by fire. He is faithful to answer, and he's faithful to answer with the fire of God. And that fire of God, it purifies, it purges, it protects. We are designed for the fire of God. The Antichrist agenda may be eaten up in the fire, but I'm not part of the Antichrist agenda. I'm part of the fire of God. I was made part of the fire of God. We see it in the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, as seen in the book of Daniel. They tried to destroy them. They made the fire even hotter than it was, and it licked up the guards that tried to throw them in. It broke the bondages that were holding them bound. Every bit of the curse that was trying to keep them was destroyed. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were walking around in the midst of the fire, and behold, there was a fourth man in there with them who looked like the Son of God. There's a fourth man that comes in the room when we begin to praise him. There's a fourth man on the scene. His name is Jesus. Jesus is the anointed one. The good news, the report that we believe, is the report of life, that Jesus is life to the full, to the overflow. Life to the full, to the overflow. Life to the full, to the overflow is our report now. We have the stronger man. We have the greater one. His name is Jesus. He's in us now. We have him now. Just say, Jesus, I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive your anointing, and I receive your fire now in the name. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Just begin to receive his spirit, his baptism of fire now wherever you are. We call it to be over every part of this vine. Baptize this vine today in fresh fire. Ya bata karoko. Now, as you're receiving, feel free to just receive. You don't necessarily have to pray if you're in receiving mode. In fact, Pastor Jess did a teaching on how that's not receiving. So if you're receiving, receive. But when you're ready to hook back into prayer, you hook back into prayer. You pray with me right now. And we're going to pray in the Holy Ghost here in just a second. Darcy just said, I receive Jesus' healing for my mind and emotional healing. There was something that came up yesterday, but I received that healing in my heart today. It will not break me. It will not break me. It will not break you. It will not break you. We've got the greater one on the inside of us. We've got the greater one. His name is Jesus. 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 Yeah, Miss Chrissy put in there. And there was no burnt smell upon them. Not even their clothes got singed. Not even the smell of smoke attached to them. They simply were the fire. The fire doesn't have a smell. It causes a smell. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. We are a pleasing, fragrant aroma. But that smell of singe and death, that's not our smell. That's not us. We are the pleasing. We are the fragrant aroma that others are drawn to, the fire of God. We're drawn to that fire of God now in the name. I thank you. Miss Sherry says the walls are crashing down in Jesus' mighty name. The walls are coming down. The attacks are falling down. The watchmen put on a shout of praise this morning because the report of the Lord cannot fail. His word is true. His word is true. Lord, we thank you that in you we live, we move, we find our being. In you we live, we move, we find our being. We live, we move, we find our being in the fire. And we thank you for it, Lord. Yabakandakarekai. Loto koroko, lanta karakai, lete kereken, lere kareatai, londa karakara kariasai, loto koroko de karakai. And in the middle of the fire is the peace and stillness of God. In the fire is the peace and the stillness. It causes peace and stillness, but in the center of that fire is the still, is the still. We have the peace of God now, where the fire destroys Antichrist's agenda and it licks up every wicked thing in its pathway. I thank you that it's destructive externally to things not of God. But as I'm in it, I'm in peace. I'm in peace. I'm in peace. Just receive that right now. Ask Jesus for it. Confess it out of your mouth. Put it in the comments. I receive your peace, Lord. Peace that passes understanding. A peace that goes beyond logical comprehension. Peace and greater peace. Peace be in Jesus' name. The same peace that Jesus spoke to the storm. Peace. 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 And we thank you, Lord, for it. You are our peace. You are our peace. We enter into you right now, Lord. Shombo, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Lord, you're so good. When the peace of God comes like this, we don't rush it. We're not just hopping through it. Just receive it right now, wherever you are. Receive that peace in your home, in your life, in your mind. Darcy, peace. Be in Jesus' name. Every mind, every emotion, peace, be in the name of Jesus. We move in and with the fire and peace of God, and only by the peace of God, because we're your children. Thank you for that peace. Thank you for that peace. Now, whether or not you can sense it, and it's okay if you can't, but whether you can sense it or not, that anointing has come, and that anointing of peace is here. So even if you maybe can't sense it in your logical comprehension, just begin to thank him for it. Faith acts whether it sees or feels or not. So just begin to thank him. Shombokoko. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Miss Catherine, that's good. The Lord has everything we need for life and for living in his godliness. Everything we need, it's found in him. Thank you, Father, for it. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, yes, I thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God.
I have a verse he has brought to me, but I was in the wrong chapter in Isaiah. Give me just a moment.
Go back just two more. Londo koroko rekai. Yan baraka reka rekere. Loda karaka kakai. Isaiah 40. Lande kereke. Verse 29. God gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though the youths of the world may grow weary and tired, and the vigorous young men stumble badly. Again, these are youths and vigorous young men of the world. Those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Those who wait on the Lord, those who enter into him, they will gain new strength. Today, I thank you that in this peace and fire of God, as we sit with you, Lord, we gain new strength today. We gain new strength today. Jules, I know that's one of your favorite, all-time favorite verses. Lord, today, we gain new strength today. Julie, in your current assignment and the things that you're doing, you gain new strength today in Jesus' mighty name. For each one of us, we gain new strength today. We mount up. We mount up. We mount up. We gain new strength today. We run and we're not getting tired. We're not tired. We don't grow tired. We don't grow tired. We walk and we're not becoming weary. We walk through the valley of the shadow of death without weariness attached to it. We're walking through. We're walking through. We're walking through. We're walking through without weariness. We're walking through without weariness. Put that in the comments. I am walking through without weariness. I am walking through today. Today. Today, I'm walking through. Today, I'm walking through. Today, I'm not growing weary. I am gaining new strength. This body is gaining new strength. Every assignment on this body, we gain new strength today. Our voices get stronger. Our bodies get stronger. We gain new strength today in the fire and the peace of God. We do not grow weary as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We don't live there. We don't even camp overnight there. We're just merely going through it on the side to get to the peaceful rivers of living water, the green pastures of the Lord, the table, the banquet table that he's prepared for us. We're going through to get to the victory of God, the goodness of God. I walk through, I'm going to the table he's prepared for me, and I'm going through in a victory parade that others will cause, that others will see and cause the glory of God to be spread to the world. I'm going through, but I'm having a parade and a happy Holy Ghost dance party on the way. I'm going through, and I've got a Pentecostal breakout dance as I'm going through. There's a shout that is coming out. There's a praise that is being laid. I am walking through the valley of the shadow of death, but I leave in my wake a pathway of praise that other people get to walk down easier than ever before because I broke ground for those to follow behind me. Audie, I said, the thing that Hannah will say often of me in the ministry just because I got here first, and she'll say it jokingly, but there's truth in regard to what I'm praying out right now. She'll say, Barrett walked so I could run. Hear me, I'm not better than her, I'm not amazing, but I came in knowing that every trail that I am breaking and blazing, I'm making it easier for those that are coming behind me to walk. Right now in prayer, we are breaking ground so that those who come after us this morning to live out their days in prayer, it's becoming easier for them. Things become easier for them. The pathway of God, it's become easier and easier and easier for them to walk on because we're clearing every bit of antichrist garbage out of the way this morning in prayer. The trails we blaze in prayer this morning, others will tread upon them today. They may not ever know why today was as easy as it was. They may not ever understand why things worked out the way they did, but we shall know as the watchman, and we shall be the watchman whose mouths are filled with a joyful shout of celebration, because we shall be those that see the salvation of our God. We shall be those who see the salvation of our God. We shall be those that see it. So Lord, the growths of the antichrist stupid stuff that was trying to be a barrier, we plow through it this morning with the anointing that goes before us. It's not even us that's doing it. We're just yielding to you, and the anointing does the work. The anointing breaks the ground. The anointing clears the way. The anointing is having its perfect work this morning. Even as we are the ones that are releasing it out of our mouths, we still get to be the same as those that come behind us, having ourselves a praise party the likes of which David had when he brought the ark of the blessing back into the land of the people of God, and he praised the whole way. Lord, I thank you. We're praising the whole way in prayer this morning. The posture of joy, the posture of expectation, the posture of expectation is ours now in the peace of God. In the peace of God. In the peace of God. We do this all in the peace of God. Lord, in the Philippines, as Jerlene is here as a representative of those that we're partnered with in covenant love in the Philippines, I thank you that you blaze trails for the March of Faith people to walk behind in the Philippines. Make trails where there were no trails. Create pathways where there were no pathways. Let things become easy, light in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this declaration that Miss Chrissy just put in the comments. I'm not going to lose my praise. I'm not going to lose my praise. We are becoming a people of praise now. I thank you that the spirit of praise is caught in Hope City like never before. And hear me, those of you from Hope City that are on today, I'm not talking about an emotion of praise. Praise is not an emotion. Praise is an action that I take despite my circumstances because of who I know my God is. I am a person of praise. We declare our sister church is a house of praise. Praise erupts out of them. Not just a deep worship, a praise that breaks every shackle and every limitation. Let it come on Hope City now in the name. Give them the wisdom, the revelation for how to step into praise like never before, like never before. And I know that they've seen great and mighty things, but I ask you for a praise that opens up the fullness of God's assignment on their lives. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Lord, now, in the name. In the name, yeah, Elizabeth, I'm so glad you're on. She says, Hope City is a house of praise. Yeah, Jerlene says, the Philippines belong to Jesus. Amen. Lord, I thank you. You are the Lord of the Philippines. And Lord, the same way that you opened up the nation of the Philippines to Jesus through the signs and wonders that came through Lester Sumrall back decades ago, I thank you now. Open the nation of the Philippines once more to the goodness of God. Let there be an end time shaking of that nation in the fire of God. Lord, thank you for it now. Thank you for it now. Thank you for it now. Lord, here in Albemarle, thank you for the shaking of praise. Thank you, Lord. Let this city and every city we're called to, let our cities be lit up with the fire of God. Let every antichrist thing be removed from our city and let the fullness of life, the fullness of the blessing, the fullness of the goodness of God, let it be seen in the land of the living. Let it come now and let it abide. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name, raise up now people of prayer throughout our city. Raise them up in other churches. Raise up pastors to lead their congregations in the power of prayer. Raise up pastors to teach on why prayer is vital. Raise up pastors to hold all-night prayer services. Raise them up to fill their people, lead their people to be filled with the Holy Ghost Spirit. Lord, let our city be filled with prayer. And on the National Day of Prayer in May, let there be a fire of God that descends in the city. Let there be an anointing of God released in the city in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for it. We thank you, Father, for it. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, God. Odiasai. Thank you, Father. Jerlene says, the fullness of God. The fullness of God. The fullness of God. Yet, Darcy, it's not Jesus taking the shackles off. They've already been removed. They've already been removed. They're not even there. They're not even there. Hear that. They're not even there. Bondages aren't even there in the presence of God. He sets us free every time. Step out of the habit that says I'm shackled. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to every one of us. The area where we thought that we were connected to the curse, step out of it now. Step out of it now. I call for every person attached to this vine. Step into your freedom now. We will not die in the dungeon. We will not die in the dungeon. We will not die in the dungeon. We've been set free today. And the world will see the salvation of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. You alone get the glory of what was released today. You alone are the one that gets praised for this. You are awesome and mighty and worthy to be praised. Now, Lord, over every person attached to this vine, let your wisdom, your grace, and your peace be multiplied to every person attached. Let it come up in an overflow, in an overflow, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. We love y'all so much. We're so excited about what God is doing. And thank you truly for your supply of faith, hope, and love. There is a reason to celebrate. The goodness of our God is being seen in the land of the living today. And we are the healed of the Lord. We're the freed of the Lord. We are the delivered of the Lord. We're the provided for of the Lord. We're the righteousness of God in Christ. And we are those that will see the salvation of the Lord today. Glory be to God. We love you so much. Today, if you're not yet a partner with this ministry and you would like to enter into a covenant, a partnership with us, you want the grace that's on this ministry to come into your life in ways that it hasn't before, glory to God, it's available for you. We have such a desire to see you reach the heights of heaven that you're called to live. So you can do that by going to whatsright.com/partner today. Fill out that form and enter into covenant connection with us officially. If you'd like to sow today to partner with us in this regard, you're welcome to do so. No obligation at all. But we do know that there are those that God is speaking to. We've got a trip to the Philippines coming up. We're taking one of the biggest crews, I believe, that we've ever taken before as we've traveled internationally for the things of God. And that requires, honestly, it requires seed. It requires finances to get there. And if you want to be a partaker of the harvest that's coming in the Philippines, be a sower into this conference. Be a sower into this move of God. You can do that by going to givewww.org. You can scan the QR code, go to any of our giving platforms. If you specifically want to sow into the Philippines, then when you're giving, put in the memo, Philippines, and all of your seed will head there. And so we're so thankful for that. Lord, in the name, we commit to being good soil for this seed today. We receive this seed with gladness and we call it blessed. We call the sower blessed. Let this seed be pressed down, shaken together, running over, and let it quickly return back into the hands of the sower now in the name of Jesus. We love you. Amen. And today we have our final broadcast of this week. We'll be back next week. It's not like we're done. Just for this week, our last broadcast of the week is today at noon Eastern Standard Time here on the Brian Wright YouTube channel. If you are not yet subscribed, hit that subscription button. Click the notification bell so that you know when we go live. But come back today at noon as we dive into the Word of God for today. It's going to be awesome. We love you. Be abundantly blessed on this Friday. Wherever you are, kept in the name of Jesus this weekend. And when we gather together on Sunday, every time we gather together, Pentecost in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. We love you. Have a blessed, blessed Friday. And we'll see you for Frontline's prayer Monday morning at 6 a.m. We'll see you then.